A little bit of a hakdama yesterday with the issues of the overlapping issues of Tumas Meis when it comes to a Nazir and Kohen, or Nazir and Kohen Gadol, which is really the more direct comparison. You have different Shemos, same Isser, but we call different Shemos. So I just want to read that Rashi inside. Vila Achoso Ma Talmud Lomar, because again, we want to have this very clear in our minds. So Benazir Ksiv, Kol Yimei Azir Ola Hashem, Al nefesh meis lo yavo, so that's obviously a klal. V'samech le'laviv limo, la'chiv la'choso, lo yitama lehem b'mosav. Ha'kul bichlal, right? Your father's a person, your mother's a person, your brother's a person, your sister's a person. So, kul bichlal, so you're going to need four different drashos. Al nefesh meis lo yavo hayu v'lama yatsu. So, la'aviv prat le'meis mitzvah. So, for him, you're not mitame, but you'd be mitami the meis mitzvah. The imo matam b'lomar. So we're out of heterim, right? Misha meis mitzvah lo yitzrich demilu aviv nafka v'dar shile b'sifrei. After all, the parsha of Nazir is in parshas Naso, right? So that would be in the sifrei. So v'dar shile b'sifrei lilmo chim haya Nazir ze kohen dehavu aleish de kedushos af hu li'imo hu delo yitama. Very fascinating drasha. That once you introduce the additional shame, if the Nazir happens to be a Kohen, so there's apparently a Hava Mina, that not Mitzad Nazirus, but Mitzad Kuhuna Shebo, in addition to Nazirus, even though we know the Kohen Hedyot could be Mitame, you know, for the Krovim, and must be Mitame for the Krovim, frankly, as part of the Chiyuv of Avelos, to be Mitame, that somehow if you put Nazirus and Kahuna together, right, so then what you're going to have is an exclusion of Meis Mitzvah. So Talmud Lomar, that Meis Mitzvah is still Shaykh. So that's the Limud of Le'imo. Okay, so what do you do with Le'achiv? Le'achiv ma Talmud Lomar, Haresha haya Kohen Gadol v'Nazir, Avhu Le'achiv v'yitama, Avo Mitame the Meis Mitzvah. But what in the world do you do, Vila Achoso, ma Talmud Lomar, Im enu eni lezat tenew in the mi shaholech lishchodes pischo v'lamulas beno shemitame lemeis mitzvah. So the simple reading of Rashi is: are we dealing with a nazir altogether? Are we dealing with a kohen or a kohen gadol altogether? He just says mi shayaholech lishchodes pischo v'lamul es beno, that this person should still be mitame lemeis mitzvah, just like a nazir is going to ruin his Nazirus, and he could have to start over a 10-year vow of Nazirus, but it's all worth it for a Meis Mitzvah. So we're looking for other, you know, great halachic values, Ben Sion. What could be more important than, you know, Karban Pesach, Chiyuv Kares, you know, Mitzvah Smila? Not that the father actually could be Chayiv Kares, that's part of the difference here between Mila and Karban Pesach, but you'd have to give that all up for Meis Mitzvah. We talked earlier in the year about the Agadah Teilan, right, the Rabbi Akiva, v'tchila shimusha v'itzel Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, that he was chayev misal called psia o psia, v'shvichos damim, because, you know, meis mitzvah kones makomo. We talked a little bit about that, the tosus and ksuvos. Okay, so tashmav lachosom atam alomar, hare. Again, we don't seem to think that we're dealing with a nazir, kohen gadol. I mentioned yesterday, it's a massive machlokas. And the Balei Tosos had to understand, but Harei Sheyaholich Lishchodes Pischo L'Amul Aspeno. Let's just follow Rashi for a second. V'Shama Shemes Lo Meis Yachol Yachzer V'Yitame Amart Lo Yitama Yachol K'Shem Shene Mitame Lahem Kachin Mitame L'Meis Mitzvah Talmud Lomar V'La Achoso L'Achoso Hu Deino Mitame Aval Mitame Hu L'Meis Mitzvah. So what would the point be? Why are you Mitame L'Meis Mitzvah? What's the impetus of Meis Mitzvah? Why are we so careful about Meis Mitzvah? So that seems like a continuation of yesterday, right? Probably like the paradigmatic issue of Kavod Habrios, right? Because there's going to be Nivel HaMeis. How do you know? You know, if it's not you, then who? Who's going to take care of this? Rashi says, in the time of the Meis Mitzvah, Kavod Habrios, V'docha Devar Torah. Now again, we talked about Docha, well, in this case, docha sounds a lot like bekum vase, right? Because you're going to have to be adayim, literally, and bury this individual. This isn't b'sheva al tase, right? So amai lema in chachma ve'in tivuna ve'in etza the Neged Hashem, not your Kavod HaBrios, the Kavod HaBrios of this individual, cannot justify the Neged Hashem, the abrogation of a Torah-level principle. And here we're dealing with Deoraisis, clear Deoraisis, not just triggered Deoraisis with Lusasar. We're not laughing. Rav Kaina, we're not laughing. Okay? Kavod Rabba, right? So we're not going to be Achiku Alei, but these are clear Deoraisis, not triggered Deoraisis, as the Rambam would have it. So Shani Hasam Dechsev Lachosov Ligmar Minei. So why don't we just learn from that, right? The same question that we asked before about why don't we learn from the case of Hashavas Aveda, V'Salamta Mehem, V'Ligmar Minei, Shev V'Altaisa Shani, that we're saying Shev Altaisa is a little bit different. Now, Shev Altaisa on what? Here, clearly, you're actually doing a Kumbase. So Shev Altaisa is, you're not going to be fulfilling a Shev Altaisa Shani. You're not going to be fulfilling which mitzvos? Because of the carbon Pesach and presumably Bris Milah, right? Because of this Meis Mitzvah situation, so Shev Altaisa Shani. Okay, so let's take a look at that inside. Eitan, you want to just read that Rashi? This is the point of Shev Altaisa Shani, Devarim. Lakar Devar Torah, Nesiyag. Right, so you're just not going to blow shofar. You're not going to take the lulav. Right? Yesh koach yad cham lakar davar min haTorah b'shev altaisa. You can add Rabbeinu Yonah after Chatzos to the list. Shulovsha, right? So that's a little bit different. Ma'akir be'adayim lo, v'alovish kalayim, the reason that we told you to take it off, okro b'maisim amish, shulovsha, v'eged kalayim sha'anez, lo yale alacha. So you can't actively be wearing it, but you can passively refrain from performing mitzvos esay. Okay. My question, obviously. Well, what do you mean? You're taking an active role there. Mipnei. Didachi. Hashavas Aveda. So what Rashi is trying to address is a goof of this question of, wait a minute, if the reason that you're not going to be able to perform the Karban Pesach is not that you're sitting at home, it's not Zera de Rabba, Shema Yavirenu Arba Amos Bershus HaRabim. She says, okay, but we can look at this as a kind of a Sheva Al Tase, perhaps, because what in the end is being sacrificed? What's that? It's an inaction. It's a mitzvah asay that's being sacrificed, whether it happens to be Hashava Saveda, or Shchitas Karban Pesach, or Mila. So even if you're going to be actively involved in the Meis Mitzvah, and the result is going to be that you're not going to be able to perform various other activities, that's still not considered kum v'aseh, whereas wearing kalayim continues to be kum v'aseh. Now, that's a really interesting point, because you could have argued, no, wait a second, I'm already wearing, what's that?
You could argue it's opposite.
Yeah, for sure, and then I'm already wearing the kalayim, right, as opposed to I'm not going to put it on now, lo ya'aleh alecha. Okay, very good. So what we've established is a couple of very, very important points. First of all, we talked about yesterday, Mamon versus Isser, Kum Vase versus Shev Ve'al Tase. These are very important distinctions. But in terms of the sugya of Kavod HaBrios, Do Chalos Tase Shabbat Torah, we talked a lot about the Rambam and Ramban issue. And we talked about you know, halacha lemaisa, a couple of very important points. Kavod abrios is going to factor in general mitzvos derabanan. It's going to be a huge, huge, huge factor. So if you can definitively identify something as a mitzvah derabanan, and there's a massive kavod abrios, you know, issue which is at stake, so that's going to be something we're definitely going to take into account. Doesn't mean that it's always going to end up being the same way, but that emerges very clearly from this Gemara. What also emerges very clearly from this Gemara is that you get to evaluate things in a two-step fashion. Even if a derabanan would implicate lo sasur, you still get to evaluate the derabanan frontally, which is why you can have safek derabanan lakula to begin with. That's the real answer to the Ramban's kasha and the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And point number three is that we see, in fact, there can be a frontal clash between kavod abrios and lo sase and Edoraisa, I should say. The kavod abrios can impact directly against the oraisas, but v'shev altase, right? Only when we're talking about a situation where you're not going to actively violate the Torah, in a situation, kavod abrios in various situations, v'hisalamta mehem, and others, haya aresha hayaholich lamul espeno, you know, v'lishchot es pischo. So kavod abrios can factor into those situations because you're simply not going to be doing something on the basis of maybe the ultimate kavod abrios of meis mitzvah. Let's take a look over at Tosos. Shev al tase shayni. Vim tamer nazir v'choni gadol kum asehu di tama lameis. My question again. V'tireis rashi dekra galilan delav delo yitama lo nemar gabe meis mitzvah. It's not really referring to meis mitzvah. It's referring, of course, to the Krovin. Velo nehira, he doesn't agree with that reading. Dim kain kol makom damrinan sha'ase dochelosa say likre shev ve'al tase. If that were really true, so every single time we say ase dochelosa say, if I'm, what's the classical example of ase dochelosa say? Mila is going to be docha tishamer benega hatzaras lishmor ma'od velasos. Every single time you say ase dochelosa say, why can't you just apply the principle of no shave v'al tase adif? Right, if we've already established that heach karile dechia ema she'eno dechia, maybe it's not really a dechia, because once you say dechia, doesn't mean that you're actively doing something with your own yadayim, like bearing with meis mitzvah. So should it open up the door to that? The hasam lo nemar halav v'od dehamila v'tamid v'pesach didachu shabbos. Right, we use the language of dechia. That milos docha Shabbos by Yom Hashmini Molo Basar Laso, right? Ulas Shabbos v'Shabbato al Ulas Hatamid v'Niska, right? The Vilti Hakrivas Korban Hashem b'Moado b'Moado Afilu b'Shabbos b'Moado. We always say, right? Means that it's kavu alozman. The Dachu Shabbos Kamin Perakelu Dvarim Alma Mikrei Shapir Dechia. It's absolutely referred to as a Dechia in that sense. Lanira Deminazir Lo Gaminan. The reason that Nazir isn't the Avtipus for this is that Nazir is always subject as a form of a neder to a she'ela. So it's a little bit of a different area of halacha. V'chein mikoen malakoen shekeno eno shava b'chol. The iser of Tumas Meis is not something which is can be extrapolated to everybody. Okay, just a very quick point before we move on in the Gemara. So Ilan, how do we know that a nazir is yeshno b'she'ela? That's a davar pasha, that nazir yeshno b'she'ela. What makes it?
Gemara says that, yeah.
The innocent. This is my iteration of a famous question that Reb Shechter likes to ask.
What's called famous? How do you know?
What can be a nazir?
No,
so now prove it. Ish o isha ki yafli. Thank you. It's a neder. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, back in the Gemara. So Amar Leir Papa Lavai Maishna Rishon Edis Rachesh Lo Nisa Umaishna Anan. Poor us. Delo Misrachesh Lo Nisa. We never get a break. They would only learn one masechta. Okay, so it's true by our standards it would be three masechtas. Baba Kama, Baba Mitzia, Baba Basra. That they used to call that masechta Nezikin. Okay. Anybody, by the way, has a sibling in fourth or fifth grade and wants to send them. We decided the kids need more Yediyos and Shas, so we're starting with the fourth graders this Sunday morning, Bava Kama. You can say, if you have any siblings, send them over for an 8 o'clock minyan, and then we'll start with Bava Kama, Arba Vos Nezikin, we'll learn Masachta Nezikin. I'm going to start for them by playing a videotape of Myles Garrett attempting to kill whoever the quarterback on the Steelers. You're right. What, yeah, say, what is this exactly? Right. Adam, I'll play it with the fourth and fifth graders. Adam Muad Laola. Okay. So, anyway. So, Imishim Tenev Ishanad Rabbi Yehuda, Kule Tenev Nizik and Havava Kanamas Nisan Shisa Sidre. We learn everything very well. Like Valashin, they didn't just learn the seven Masechtos, the Kesubis, Gittin, Kiddushin, Yevamos, Bekambo, Metziabo, Basra. They learned all of Shas. They just went in order. Right, not Dafyomi. They just learned, you know. V'chiyav amati Rav Yehuda be'uktzin. So he would come to simple dinim nuktzin, like Haisha, Shekovesh, Yerek, V'kedeira. V'amri lazeisim se'kevashan v'tarfeyen. V'inei alei zayis taraf b'fia, meaning that the zeitim are still surrounded by the various leaves that cover them. Tahorim. So Amar, he was so, fartracht about this. He said, Havayos t'rav v'shmo kachazinacha. We there are 13 yeshivos, or as that's interpreted by other Rishonim, that we have 13 different interpretations. V'ilu Rav Yehuda b'nigud to us, so Rav Yehuda could understand the simple halacha and uktzin. He said, the Rav Shmuel kachazina hacha. Even if for us, it's simple halacha. There's something called yad, which is maybe a satuma, right? That the ochlin are subject to tuma under two conditions. Number one. Is they have to be machshir, al yedei mashkin, one of the sheva mashkin has to come into contact with them. That's number one. And they're only mekabel tuma at the level of sheni. Okay, so, or if it's truma, it could be a shlishi, kachim, it could be revi'i l'tuma. So those are the basic principles of ochlin mekabel tuma. So there's something called a yad, something which is basically tafel to the actual foodstuff itself. It's maybe a satuma. So if you can destroy the chaloshem ochel from the yad, it's no longer maybe a satumba. So that's the halacha of zeisim shekivashan b'tarfeim tahorin. So he didn't know what to do with himself with that. He'd say, it's the havayus of Rav and Shmuel kachazina hacha, right? His two rebbeim, Rav and Shmuel. So that was Rav Yehuda's two rebbeim. And yet, despite all of that, v'ilu Rav Yehuda ki alishalav chad misa'anei, that he would take off his shoes, asi mitrav anakam mitzari nafshi mitzaveach, and it's almost like nobody's listening. Why is that? It can't be that our Talmud Torah is worse than theirs. Our Talmud Torah is much better. So Amar Lei, Kamai Havu Kamashi Nafshayu Kedushas Hashem Anu Lo Masuna Nafshi Kedushas Hashem Mira Moser Nefesh Ki Yad Ravade Barava Chazi Lahavi Kusis To Have a Levisha Karvelasa Bishuka. So there was a particular non-Jewish woman, and she was wearing this very fancy outfit in the Shuk. Sarva Devas Israeli. Kam Kara Mine, so he was fearless and he destroyed her very fancy dress. He thought that it was an issue Kilayim. Iglai Milsa de Kosisi, so she can do whatever she wants. So Shaimua, so he was Chayab Nizikin Ba'arba Meyazusi. So Amalei Amala Mashemech, so Amalei Masan. Amala Masan Masa Arba Meyazuse Shavya. It was worth it. That is a Chashash Kilayim. Okay. So Rav Gidl have a ragil to have a kazal v'yasev ashare tevila. So not share tevila, but actually share tevila. So this seems a little bit risky. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, what about the fact that the Gemara says that ruach zenunim is nichnas, and the person who does this. So one day over there is that maybe only if you see a woman before she gets dressed. She's back and she gets dressed. So it's very, very difficult. We would not practice such things. So he would say to them as they would come up, "Hachi tevilu v'hachi tevilu." So Amr le Rabbanan lo kol mistefi ma'ar miyetzer hara. Amr lehu damin be'apai kikaki chivri. It's like I see them. They look like white ducks to me. They don't even register. Rabbi Yochanan have a ragil to have a kazal. Yosef Ashari Tvila Amar Kisalkan Bnei Yisrael V'yasen b'tfila mistaklen bi, a little even more brazen. V'nehavil huzare de shapirin kavasi, and they'll have very, very attractive children. Rabbi Yochanan is considered to be very attractive. Samarle Rabbanan lo kamista fimar mein abisha. He says, I've got nothing to worry about. I'm genetically inoculated against such things. Amarle hu ana mizare de Yosef kasina. Shalta bein abisha dechsev ben paras Yosef ben paras ale ayin. The Amr of Avav al Tikri ali ayin ela ole ayin, that they transcend any kind of, Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yosef Brichanin Amar Yehacha Vidgul Rabbi Karavatz on Degas Shabiyam Mai Mechasim Leim in Ayin Hara Shalatas Beham Avzar Shal Yosef in Ayin Hara Shalatas Maybe by Zema, but it's more of a rationalistic thing. Ayin Shalor Ratzisa Lazon Mimasha Inu Shalau. There's Eishes Potifar Ein Ayin Hara Shalatas Bo. So he didn't have to worry about it, and he can give the women, this bracha. As they would come up from the Sha'arei Tevila. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Nashim, Avadim, Utanim, Tirin, Mikriat Shema, Umina Tfilin, V'chayavin B'Tfila, Uve Mezuzah, Uve Birkas HaMazon. So we have to take this very slowly. So let's try to understand, because there are multiple players. Nashim, okay, Avin, Avadim, they basically have the same Chiyuvim as Nashim, Lala Mi'isha, Ukitanim, we don't know what we're talking about here. Katan sheyilachinuch, katan sheno yilachinuch. So let's not take a stand on that issue. But some kind of kitanim are pturin mikriat shema. Different reasons, right? Mitzvah sasesha asman grama. Case of nashim and avadim, kitanim pturin mikriat shema. I guess because they're kitanim, be more difficult if they're yilachinuch. Umin hatfilin. Right, tefillin is a little bit more controversial, but let's assume for now that tefillin is also a mitzvah seishas man grama. That's a big machlokas in the Gemara in Mesachta Erevin, Tzadites. There's a machlokas Tanarim where the tefillin's manam balayla, tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif, but we end up paskening avi lahalacha that tefillin is also a mitzvah seishas man grama, v'shamarta esachuka hazos limo ado mi yamim yamima Laila lab zman tefila v'chayoven b'tefila uve mezuzah uve birkas hamaza. So we say chayoven. So you mean children are chayev? So now it makes it sound like we're talking about at the very least ketanim shegiu l'chinuch. You can't say that they're chayev midiraisa, but at least chayev midirabanan. So that would mean in the reisha we're also talking about ketanim shegiu l'chinuch, right? That would be the only way to make the Mishnah symmetrical. So a katan shegiya lechinuch is pater mikriyat shema? Like the Gemara in Sukkah daf membeis say that's like the first thing you do with them? Yodei ledaber avim lamdo Torah v'kriyat shema.
My kriyat shema pasuk rishon.
Yeah.
He's okay.
You can. Good. You know how to learn. So maybe that's it. So ketanim are pturin. Ketanim you get mina tefillin. I thought the Gemara says there. Katan yodei lishmor tefila avim chayiv liknos lo tefillin. Right, so it's a little difficult. So let's take a look at Rashi. I'm obviously setting up. It's a famous machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. I don't understand what's going on here. So Rashi says, Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama V'Kaimelan V'Kiddushin. Rashi's in Brachos. He doesn't expect you know everything about Kiddushin. Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama Kaimelan V'Kiddushin Nashim Turos V'Daraisa U'Tfilin Nami Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama D'Savar Laila V'Shabbos Lav's man tefillin in who? There's one word in Rashi that gives away the savar. You have to make that assumption. Not everybody makes that assumption. Obviously, how meduyak Rashi was. It's an amazing thing. Okay, so ketanim. What are we talking about? So he says, yeah, filu katan shigiyah lechinuch lo hitilo aviv lechancho bekriyat shema v'fishenu matzoy tamid k'shem yagiyah zman kriyat shema. Right, father yitze edam lefo'alo lavoda sayad de'arev. The child sleeps in a little bit. So Rashi here is making a huge assumption that the nature of the obligation that a katan would have is agiyah lechinuch is not really inherent to the katan, but it's inherent to the father. Aviv malamda. That does sound that way in the Gemara, but as we've pointed out many times in the past, you really have to look issue by issue. Some of them are chiyuvim that are inherent in the child. Some of them are chiyuvim that are inherent in the parents. So again, you can understand why Rashi went in the direction of a katan shegiyah lechinuch. It's all aliba the seifa, because how could they otherwise, how could they be chayiv in certain things? Minat tefillin, mishum destam katan eni yodei lishmar gufo, shelo yafi achven. So Rashi is trying to pay tribute to the Gemara in Sukkah. He's saying, yeah, stam a katan. Could there be exceptions? Of course there could be exceptions, but stam a katan isn't hayodei lishmar es tefilav. V'chayovin b'tfila, the tfila rachamehi, midirabanan, v'tiknua af l'nashim l'chinuch chitanim, mezuzah berkas ha-mazon, mezuzah mitzvasei shalo azman grama, gemara parach pshita, and berkas ha-mazon, v'gemara ba'yula d'oraisa d'rabanan, it's not going to be the simplest thing in the world to try to figure that out, because after all, when it comes to Nashim, there's references to Mila in Birkas HaMazon, there's references to Yerushas HaAretz in Birkas HaMazon, there's references even to Talmud Torah in Birkas HaMazon, Chukecha Shalim Adetanu, etc. So that is the Shita of Rashi that we're dealing here with Kitanim Shehigio Luchinuch. So let's take a quick look over at the Tosos, Ektanim, Turim, Bikriacha, Perish, Akuntris, Kachigi, Luchinuch, Loni, Hira, Deberek, Lulava, Gazel, Aminan, Katin, Deli, Shmar, Tulava, Vichayev, Luchinuch, Lot, Tvillin, Amak, Shigi, Luchinuch, Shaikh, Vichayev, Tvillin, Kriacham, Yish, Chayev, Yoser, Mistam, Shach, and Asa, Katin, Deo, Dabra, Vimlam, De, Tarbas, Grisha, Kriachma, Near the end of time, the Mayor, Bikatan, Shalowigia, Luchinuch. They were only talking about in the beginning of Katan Shaloi Gil Chiduch. What are you going to do with the Seifa when you say Chayav? Diktani v'chayav in b'tfila. Hayari ratzalomer demayri b'katan shigia l'chinuch. Di lo higia lo havalu l'chayvo b'tfila v'lo nehira. Dim kein lo havalu l'ktanim dum yedinashim v'avadim shepturim b'cholinin. Tanim enum b'turim alo b'shalo higia v'enu yodel ishmar tfilav. Perish rabbeinu tam devadi ayri hakol. You can't read the Mishnah Litzadin like the Reed tried to do for his uncle. He says we have to be purists. Bekatan shelo igi lechinuch v'chayav in the seifa kai anashim v'avadim lechod. So the Mishnah is Litzadin. The Ketanim are always being referred to as Ketanim that we're only dealing with Ketanim shelo igi lechinuch and chayavin. At the end of the Mishnah is talking about it's nashim and avadim. Ketanim p'turim mikol b'kol came to igi lechinuch. That's just the way the Mishnah works. Nashim avadim ktanim is kind of a unit that goes together. So famous machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how to understand this Mishnah. Rashi says, if the Sefer says chayav, it has to be talking about katan shegiyah l'chinuch. So Rabbeinu Tam says, take out your big eraser and erase out really katan from the end. It's just that they put it in nashim avadim ktanim, but not really ktanim because we're talking about tanim shalom. God willing, we'll pick it up there tomorrow.